Actually, he had tied for last with Colleen, but Colleen didn't get a prize because she'd be getting all her presents later. Jeff took the only prize left in the basket, a doll's dress. "Thank you," he said politely.
"Now what?" Bradley asked.
"We have ice cream and cake," said Melinda.
"Oh, boy," said Bradley. Melinda laughed. They sat at the picnic table. Colleen sat at the head of the table. Bradley sat between Jeff and Melinda. Judy and Betty sat across from him.
"Mrs. Verigold's going to bring in the cake now," said Judy.
"With candles," said Betty.
"I'm telling him," said Judy. "With candles."
Mrs. Verigold brought in the cake, and suddenly everyone started singing. Bradley was caught by surprise. He didn't have time to remember the words, though he tried. He sang,
"Happy birthday, dear cup, to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you, dear Colleen. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to..."
He suddenly realized he was the only one still singing. Everyone laughed.
"It's not his fault," said Judy. "This is his first birthday party in a long time."
"There are 10 candles because she's 10 years old," explained Betty.
"Oh, I get it," said Bradley. Laurie laughed. Colleen blew them all out.
"That means her wish will come true," explained Melinda.
"But she can't tell you what she wished for. Otherwise, it won't come true," Laurie explained.
Bradley carefully ate his cake and ice cream without making a mess. Then everyone went into the living room, where Colleen opened her presents.
"Open mine, mine first," they urged. "That one's mine."
"Open mine, Colleen," said Bradley.
After each present was opened, everyone said, "How neat," and "Ooh," and "I wish I had one of those." Bradley said those things, too, and he meant what he said, although most of the gifts were things he never would have wanted. Colleen picked up the next present.
"That's mine," he shouted.
Colleen read the card. On the front of the card, there was a picture of a baseball player swinging a baseball bat. It said, "Here's hoping your birthday is..." On the inside of the card, it showed the bat smacking a ball, and it said, "A big hit." Under that, it said, "Happy birthday," and it was signed, "Love, Bradley." Everyone went crazy.
"Love!" exclaimed Amy. "Love!"
Bradley's heart sank as he realized he had made a terrible mistake.
"Bradley's in love with Colleen," said Dina.
"Ooh, Bradley," said Judy.
"When are you getting married?"
teased Laurie.
"Shut up," Karen shouted.
Everyone stopped talking and looked at her very surprised.
"Big deal," said Karen. "You're all so immature."
Colleen tore off the wrapping paper and looked at Bradley's gift. Her mouth dropped open. She showed it to everyone.
"Wow," said Laurie.
"Let me see," said Amy.
It was a replica of the human heart. They could see all the blood vessels, the aorta, and all the capillaries. The heart valves opened and shut. It could be taken apart and put back together again.
"How neat," said Melinda.
"I wish I had one of those," said Betty.
Bradley smiled proudly. He felt happier about the fact that Colleen liked his present than about coming in first place. But of course, he knew all along she'd like it. Carla had told him to give her a gift from the heart. Colleen opened the rest of the presents, then everyone went home. Jeff and Bradley left together. It was still light outside, although the street lights had come on.
"So?" asked Jeff.
"Wasn't that fun?" Bradley exclaimed. "It was the most at first when I gave Colleen her present and she asked me what it was. I almost told her. And then when I was the only one sitting at the table... My, this boy must be hungry." But then the races started, and everyone got points, even the losers. Only next time I won't sign it, love.
Karen's a good somersaulter. Chicken's a funny name for a dog. Maybe if they get a chicken, they'll name it Dog.
He blew into his harmonica. The doll's dress dangled from Jeff's hand.